F is a tall letter. It starts on the ceiling line, it goes straight across to the left, it curves, and then it goes straight down to the baseline. Then for your crossbar, you start just barely to the left of the ladder and come straight across. You want to make sure your crossbar is no longer than your beginning point of your F. So go across on the ceiling line, curve down, and go straight down to the baseline, and then cross your letter. Lowercase t is not a short letter or a tall letter. It starts just barely above the waistline, goes down, and just as you're touching the baseline, you curve it back up, and you cross it much like the F. So just a little above the waistline, down to the floor, curve it up, and then cross the letter. Now if you have a double T in a word or a double F, you draw the main part of the letter, of both letters, and then you come back and cross both at the same time. Now let's say you have an F and a T in a word, like often. You do the same thing, the main part of both letters, and then cross both letters. Lowercase a. This is a one-stroke letter. It's important to do a good A because you will use this in several other letters. We start in the waistline, go straight across to the left, curve it down, go straight down to the baseline, curve it around up to the branching point, then go straight up and straight back down. You want to try to have a little space here. You don't want your letter to get too fat. Across, down, touch the baseline, back up, and back down. This G also has an A in it. So draw your A, back up to the beginning, and then come down to the basement and go straight across that basement line, just like the J and the Y. Go down to the basement and follow that basement line. Q is almost the same as a G. It also starts with an A, short letter, that goes down into the basement. Once you touch that basement line, you do a quick little slanted line back up toward the right. So draw an A, go down to the basement, and slant back up. And even the number 9 has an A in it. Only this A starts on the ceiling. It goes down past the waistline and then down to the floor. Ceiling and then down to the floor. An O starts on the waistline. O's in italic are ovals. They're not big fat round circles, but more oval. Start on the waist. Go counterclockwise. Round, touch the floor, back up to the beginning point. If you want, you can go just barely past where you started. You do not want a gap at the top of your O. Lowercase e is a two-stroke letter. It starts on the waistline, much like the O, comes down, touches the baseline and around, and then you start at the beginning point again and pull a curve in that ends at the branching line, where the branching line hits the main part of the E. So stroke 1, stroke 2, stroke 1, stroke 2. Lowercase c is a short letter. It's similar to writing an A because it goes straight across, but then it's a little more rounded like an O. Touch the floor. So across the waistline, curve it a little, touch the floor. Lowercase s starts like a C, but it has a tighter curving line. Make sure the top part of your S is a little bit smaller than the bottom part of your S, or it will look like it's upside down. So go across a little, curve around, keep curving, hit the floor, and go straight across. Across, curve, keep curving, straight across the floor.